off. But money, you took it off the market, and other people wanted to rent it, and now you're out of money for the month of April. By all means, you can keep the money.
Okay.
Thank you. If he sues you, you're going to have to explain it to the judge, and it would have been better if you had it in writing, for sure. That's it. I will be back tomorrow. Come early when I fool around with Ron Owens. 12 to 1, more stories. Good stories today. We had a good day today. We'll see you tomorrow. Len Tillen, KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It is 1 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Obama was supposed to go straight home after visiting Istanbul, Turkey. Instead, he made a surprise stop in Baghdad today, where he thanked U.S. troops for their service.
It was easy to make the secret flight from Istanbul to Baghdad, and easier still to greet a few of the troops that he wants to bring home in the next 18 months. The hard part is getting the civilian government to take on the real burdens of governing Iraq.
ABC's Ann Compton, who was with the president earlier today in Istanbul. In the Italian city of L'Aquila, another big aftershock was felt today. ABC's Miguel Marquez is there.
There's been nearly 300 since the big quake struck. This was the biggest one we have felt since. In the last 12 hours or so, we've had three or four big ones, but this is certainly the biggest, and it just really puts people on edge, people who are hoping to go back to their homes, hoping to start to put this behind them and try to make sense of their lives and put them back together. But these aftershocks happen, and literally your entire world moves.
Now, we've just heard that a woman has been pulled from the rubble alive 42 hours after the quake. It's a first for gay marriage. Vermont has become the first state to legalize the practice with a vote from the legislature. Robert Dustis served in the Vermont House for 8 years, but left in 2008. He says he's thrilled.
Regardless of how it actually came to pass, Supreme Court, courts, and now the legislature, we've used all avenues now to provide equal rights to all. And my hope is that it will continue to snowball.
Be careful. ABC's Lisa Stark says the pistachio recall is getting bigger.
The pistachio recall has grown from just a few suspect lots to almost everything produced in 2008 at the Seton Pistachio Plant in California. That comes after the FDA turned up two positive salmonella samples from plant equipment.
The FDA is now trying to trace where those nuts went. It expects a spike in recalls. Dow down 184 just before the close. NASDAQ down 44. You're listening to ABC News.
Intuit QuickBooks presents Jenna Turner of Susina Bakery.
It's incredibly difficult in the restaurant industry to be profitable. It's all about the bottom line, and I don't know how people could possibly run a company efficiently without using a system like QuickBooks. You can see your utility costs, office supplies. You can actually look into those things. Because I can see my day-to-day costs of running my business, I can make decisions that will actually save us money.
Get a free copy of Intuit QuickBooks Simple Start and see how it can help your business be more profitable. Go to QuickBooks.com.
Dry eyes are no fun. It's like a sandstorm in my eyes. And I know it can lead to eye health issues, so I can't focus on anything else.
Open your eyes to Clear Eyes brand tears formulas. There's a formula for mild, moderate, and severe dryness. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears formulas for a healthier view of the world. Use as directed.
Because more than half the nation's teachers and principals are baby boomers, America's schools stand to lose half of them to retirement over the next decade. A new report released by the National Commission on Teaching in America's Future says the U.S. won't be able to recruit enough teachers to fill classrooms, so veteran teachers are being asked to return as mentors.
50% of the 78 million baby boomers approaching retirement are looking for encore careers where they can have flexibility but still continue to work and give back to their communities.
That's the commission's Elizabeth Foster. Even if they're hurting, some companies are looking to alternatives rather than result to mass layoffs. Here's ABC's Gary Nunn.
There's a downside to layoffs other than the obvious. Some businesses, including Costco and Wynn Resorts, have found alternatives such as freezing hiring or cutting pay, capping the number of hours employees can work, and suspending matching payments to 401k plans. Some economists say if a company ends up firing too many workers, it can be a costly disadvantage down the road when things improve and the company wants to find, hire, and train new people. Gary Nunn, ABC News.
Doctors say a Connecticut woman who was nearly killed by that chimpanzee suffered such damage to her eyes, she'll be blind for the rest of her life. Doctors say Charlotte Nash is improving but faces 2 years of various surgical procedures. She lost her hands, her nose, her lips, and her eyelids in the February attack, but is awake and said to be communicating with her family. That chimp was killed by police. This is ABC News.
Driving all over for the oil changes, tire rotations, and inspections your car needs? Your participating GM Goodwrench dealers can do it all for $39.95 or less. They're rolling out the blue carpet, offering you a lube oil and filter change, four tire rotation, and a 27-point vehicle inspection. Goodwrench and go. It's $39.95 or less for most GM vehicles until June 30th. Find your GM-trained Goodwrench expert at Goodwrench.com. Offer excludes synthetic oil and diesel engines. Tire balancing, taxes, and more than 6 quarts extra. Excludes Saab and Saturn. Not valid with other offers.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. Investigators in Tracy continue looking for clues in the murder of 8-year-old Sandra Cantu. The Clover Road Baptist Church, which is near the trailer park where the little girl lived, is one of the areas being searched, but so far there have been no arrests. San Francisco Giants homeowner might not be rained out after all. Weather is clear over AT&T Park as the game gets underway at this hour. Danville's Sully Sullenberger will throw out the first pitch. California ag officials say traps are being placed in Yolo County to try and locate other light brown apple moths who may be in the area. A moth was found there last week, and officials say they are still worried that it could spread and destroy billions of dollars worth of crops. And two more groups of mosquitoes collected in a marsh area in Martinez have tested positive for West Nile virus. Traffic, here's KGO's Terry Rouse.
Cupertino, North 85 connector ramp to South 280 crash there on the left side of the ramp. Add it up. New from Bank of America. Earn cash back from your online purchases through the Add It Up website at hundreds of participating retailers. Visit bankofamerica.com/add it up to learn more. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thanks, Terry. Lloyd Lindsay-Young says some rain this afternoon and small hail. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. I just want to make note something you all know, how the media is now permitted to cover the arrival of a U.S. soldier's coffin. And it's been a long time in coming, and you might be surprised. I mean, as a physician, death is something is just we just have to face. And personally, when I see these coffins, I know it was all banned during the Bush administration, and I'm not sure what was behind that. I remember in the Vietnam War, do you remember the hullabaloo about this? There was a picture Time Magazine published. Everybody got all upset, like, oh, my gosh, we're really seeing what war is like. You know, well, we get to sit in our comfy homes and watch TV while these kids out there are doing battle in our name. And we're not supposed to see it because we're supposed to think it's all like a Hollywood movie. See, that's what they want us to think. Well, when I see one of those coffins coming home, I want to understand and participate in the sacrifice that these families have made and think there's a young life in there that will never be realized, a person who will never go on to have children and experience life the way the rest of us do. So I think it's a positive thing. And you know, the grieving families get a choice here, whether to allow cameras at the arrival ceremony. So, you know, hats off to families that allow this. So we as Americans can grieve with them and think carefully about the costs of war. All right? Okay, moving on here. Now, at first I looked at this and I went, oh, brother, rolled my eyes. And then I'm wondering, does this woman, now that she's made the news, have a point here? You remember the song? It's one of the silliest of songs. Itsy, bitsy, teeny weeny, yellow polka dot bikini. It's about 1959, 1960. Well, here's a 5-year-old girl dropped from a dance school after mom complained to school officials about the use of that song in class. Kid was enrolled in jazz, tap, and ballet program. And the part that upset the mom was not what you think, because the lyrics portray a girl as being ashamed of her body. She was afraid to come out of the water because she put on her itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. And I was thinking about this, and so it's not the fact that it's a revealing bikini and the mom is disgusted by matters of the flesh, but that the song, if the kid could even understand the song, goes by so fast you don't really even think about it, you know, might make a young woman uptight about her body. And then I thought, well, gee, considering the obesity rates, we're going to get there in a second. You've all heard the news on this one. Among young children, maybe, you know, thinking about your body that way is a positive thing. Not quite sure. Also, as you know, Vermont, the fourth state to legalize gay marriage. And this reminds me, those of you old enough to have lived through integration and segregation, think how many Supreme Court cases it took. Many Supreme Court cases supported segregation. Right? So social change comes painfully and slowly, step at a time, and it looks like the steps are happening. Sorry. Speaking of Focus on the Family, here's a fellow that narrates the Bible for a Focus on the Family, two felony counts of using the internet to lure 15-year-old girls for sex. You see, sometimes when you're unhappy with your own inner thoughts, you see, you act them out by suppressing other people's access to such things. And this is very, very commonplace. You know, the person who might moralize against drugs is a drug addict. The person who might moralize against illicit sex is, you know, doing it in a motel with a prostitute. We see a lot of that these days, don't we? Actually, here's a case of a doctor. I won't read you the gory details because they're definitely, well, he's a physician. The thing that amazed me here is he molested a string of female patients, and female patients somehow let him get away with stuff, and that's the problem with it, because of the power relationship. And we as a physician, we have the right to undress you, to get intimate with you, so to speak, in our examinations. So when we ask you to do weird things, a lot of people figure, hey, it must be the way it is. Well, if there's something you're suspicious about, say something. Ask the doctor. I mean, here's a woman getting her eyes examined, and she's naked, and he's up close with the ophthalmoscope. She says, I could feel his breath against me. Yeah, that's weird. You should think about it. The also sad part of the story was this doctor got accused many times over and kept getting away with it. It's happening in England. Here's a spin on evolution. Born leaders are more likely to have children than people who prefer to be led. Now, let's see, between us, we got eight kids here, so I guess it makes me, in those terms, a leader. I don't want to lead anybody. They found that among adults in a long-term health study, those who scored high on a leadership scale as teenagers were more likely than others to have a child by the age of 39. Now, by the way, other aspects of type A personality, like eagerness, aggressiveness, strong sense of responsibility, were unrelated to fertility. Suggests that something about leadership traits specifically affects a person's likelihood of having children. And it's possible that leadership is expressed not only as a drive for achievement on a social scale, but also on a family level. Students at Purdue University, referendum that the school should relax punishing kids for using marijuana in campus housing. Non-binding referendum was included in a ballot, and the question was asked, should the penalties for marijuana be the same as those for alcohol? You're kicked out of the dorm if you're found using pot. Alcohol consumption, of course, you get a gold star. From England, the regulated legalization of drugs, especially marijuana, would save 14 billion pounds. What's a pound at? It used to be $2. What's this say, $25-30 billion? And then you have taxation. So countries around the world are all dealing with the same questions that we have. All right, a whole bunch of things on obesity in today's medical news. So let's get through them. First, obesity raises your risk of restless leg syndrome. Now, why that's interesting is because, you know, when you're obese, you can get, when your belly kind of flops down and you sit, it can make a crease that might affect nerve transmission to some parts of your leg. There are a couple of conditions where this actually happens and causes, we always thought from your clothing when you sit, it makes a tight crease across that fold in your groin, and that can affect nerve sensation to your inner thigh. So it's possible, because we have no idea what restless leg syndrome really is. Striking new study, 1 in 5 American 4-year-olds are obese, and the rate is alarmingly higher in certain groups. More than 500,000 4-year-olds are obese. It's more common in Hispanic and black kids. The disparity most startling in American Native Americans, whose rate is almost double that of whites. We never really expected that. Here's the figures. 13% of Asian kids obese, 16% of white kids, 21% of blacks, 22% of Hispanics, and 31% Native Americans. And obesity is a BMI in the 95th percentile. So if your kid is in the fattest 5%, that's how we define it. You got to pick a number. I mean, otherwise, you know, there's really, you have no guidelines. What is obese? You'll love this one. Very obese adults are sedentary for more than what percentage of the day, you think? More than 99% of the day. Obviously, getting only a fraction of the amount of walking they're supposed to. This study found participants spent an average of 23 hours and 52 minutes. In case you need me to remind you, there's 24 hours in a day. So these people spend 23 hours and 52 minutes either sleeping, lying down, or sitting. They typically take 3,700 steps throughout the day compared to the 10,000 steps that you're supposed to get. Here's a penetrating look into the obvious. When it comes to losing weight, what you drink can be very important. It shows, this major study, cutting back on sugar-laden soft drinks is associated with weight loss and has a big impact. Yeah, I know that. Sweet, I mean, this is a sentence, I'm reading it to you. Sugar-sweetened beverages were the leading source of liquid calories among study subjects. What else would be the leading source of liquid calories? What else could you drink? An average sweetened soda with 12 to 14 teaspoons of sugar per can? Think about that. Would you take imagine how much is in a can of soda. I don't care if you're drinking tea, coffee, whatever you like to drink, and then take 13 teaspoons of sugar and put it in it. Think that's sweet enough? Now, I'm going to bring up the dirty word. It's called willpower. And here comes a trend. This is coming from England, and we don't need this. Ritalin could hold the key to solving Britain's growing obesity crisis. It shows as many as 1 in 3 obese adults who fail to lose weight through diet and exercise, listen to these criteria, do so because they have undiagnosed ADHD. So you're fat because you're hyperactive. ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They claim the chemical imbalance in the brain caused by hidden ADHD robs patients of the willpower needed to lose weight. Now, this is tricky stuff. They found here of 250 very obese patients who failed to lose weight, that would be all of them, showed 1/3 had a diagnosis of ADHD. Now, I must admit, I've seen a lot of very overweight people who seem to, you know, just to observe them and talk to them, have that personality. But to all of a sudden think you're going to solve this problem with putting all these people on amphetamines. Of course, remember, if you buy amphetamines from your neighbor, you're going to jail for 10 years. If you let your doctor do it for pretty poor reasons, then that's a good thing. Now, here's something that strikes at the core. Two new studies demonstrating it. Young children have a harder time controlling themselves gain weight faster. Now, this is playing into what I just told you was a study on adults. Not very convincing, but this is kind of interesting. Evidence showing that kids can be taught to control their behavior. Here are the studies of thousands of kids. They measured the ability of these kids to control themselves at age 3 and to delay gratification at age 5 and then follow their weight up to age 12. Here's how they did some of these tests. Three-year-olds, this is not going to work in your house. Three-year-olds left alone with a tantalizing toy for a couple of minutes. Those who were able to wait for at least 75 seconds before playing with the toy were classified as having a high degree of self-regulation. Those who couldn't wait that long considered to have low self-regulation. Age 5, the kids are given a pile of M&Ms, animal crackers, and pretzels, depending on which was their favorite, and a large pile. Small piles of M&Ms, animal crackers for pretzels, and then a large pile. They were told they could eat from the small pile any time after the supervisor left the room. But they'd have to ring a bell to get the interviewer to come back. They could have the big pile if they waited until the interviewer returned on his or her own. Youngsters who had difficulty with self-control tasks, both of them gained weight the fastest. Another study, four-year-olds delaying gratification using a version of the small pile, big pile test. The kids were told they could have the bigger pile if they waited 7 minutes before sampling the treats. Of kids in a study, 47% could not wait the full 7 minutes. Those kids were 30% more likely to be overweight at age 11. Acupuncture and hot flashes. Here you go. Wouldn't women love to have an alternative to estrogen for this? Our findings provide no convincing evidence that acupuncture is beneficial for women suffering from menopausal hot flashes. They reviewed a bunch of studies here. Now, some studies, they said, oh, you got hot flashes, I'll give you acupuncture, it'll help. And they punctured these women, and in many cases, it did help. That's called the placebo effect. Then the studies they looked at where they used fake acupuncture, right, where they penetrated acupuncture points that are not relevant for the treatment of hot flashes. Now, I don't know what is. Where is? Ancient Chinese didn't think about hot flushes. So it's a funny deal. Or they have these needles that retract within themselves, so it looks like they're sticking them in you. Those studies showed no benefit of acupuncture for hot flushes. Here's a woman went crazy on the grapefruit diet, almost killed herself. Remember, for those of you taking important pills, grapefruit juice and grapefruits can interfere with the processing. It can actually raise the level of some of these drugs. She was taking birth control pills, and she got herself a bad blood clot. Nah, listen, you can eat anything. As long as it's lower in calories, you're going to do fine. So grapefruits in and of themselves aren't going to harm you. All right. Now, we had a discussion a few weeks ago about earworms, all right? This is a tune that you will never, Gav, have stuck in your head. We are talking about a scientific investigation here to create the most annoying song ever, and we have it here for you. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255, or TALK will be right back.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me!
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month. You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the US Factor.
Call now and get five little things that can save your marriage free. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846. Call now. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846.
hangover is one thing. For everything else, you do need a cure. And that's why there's Dr. Dina Dell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Leah. How you doing? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell. I just wonder if you would comment on this dilemma that is occurring to me as I read more about how our study about neurotransmission and the brain gets more and more sophisticated. I start to think, well, all those great experiences I have, it's just my chemical. And somehow that leaves me in an odd state of mind. Just wonder what you think of that.
Oh, I'm laughing because you have raised one of the great questions of our time, because indeed it is true, and it upsets people because so many people want to think of our mind and our feelings as something ethereal, as if it challenges the concept of soul or something magical. When the truth of the matter is, every thought you have, every feeling you have, indeed is chemical and due to neurotransmitters. And we have, been hundreds of years we've been after this one, and I guess the very first indication from at least an anatomical basis, a guy named Phineas Cage has a dynamite tamping rod blow through his head in the late 19th century. His skull is still at Harvard, I think. Went right through his eyeball and out the top of his head, and he went from a church-going, kindly gentleman to a cursing womanizer and totally changed his personality, all the way to some of these new molecules we're fiddling around with. For instance, let's take the holiest of feelings, love. Even love seems to be succumbing. And we're starting to analyze that and can break that down into chemicals. We have everything from oxytocin, which makes us feel cuddly and fuzzy and warm, which is a complex protein hormone. I was taught in medical school by the biochemist who got the Nobel Prize for synthesizing that. Let's pick a molecule, MDMA, doing research on that, which creates love. These kids use, it's called the love drug or ecstasy. Actually, takes down boundaries between people and creates a bond and understanding. And this is the human experience. And it's not like, some computer's going to take it over. It'll be beyond our lifetimes. But tell me the reasoning, the reason that it bugs you and why it's bothering you. Is it a philosophical thing or what?
Well, it just seems very clear that so much is chemically mediated. And I enjoy all those wonderful concerts and art museums and friends and religious experiences. I know it's my molecule. And I want to continue to enjoy those. But I wonder how someone like you, who has so much sophisticated scientific background and who obviously has a very full life, how do you bridge those informations to go on and still experience it fully without saying it's just my chemical?
Well, listen, these are great questions. I love all those things that you do. I love great music and art and literature, and I love love and the feelings of it and intimacy and sexuality, and I have come to accept it, even though at a younger time I may have tried as an old-time hippie to manipulate it. I have found that drugs are not the solution, of course, unless you're mentally ill or something like that. And this is the problem with drugs, is they do work. They make people feel better temporarily, but as far as I know, all the legal substances, they come back and kick you in the rear because you can't get there again, and they always pay you back. You want to take speed, cocaine, methamphetamine, sure, you'll have an intense up, a high, but you're going to get a down as your neurotransmitters deplete themselves, and you realize to accept this as the greatest miracle in the universe is our brains, and to just sit back and enjoy the party. And I love how you think, and you're an intense thinker. I really, really appreciate that. But I have a feeling, and I've been to this place where it kind of bugs you, and it you tend to think it demeans your life experience, and it really doesn't. If anything, when you get through it, you realize that this is a short-term experience, and that the participation of yourself inside your own head is a great joy, and it doesn't mean it isn't without work. You don't just, you're not born with an appreciation and a love of these things. I had to spend many, many years participating and learning, and it takes knowledge. If you know something about music, you appreciate music so much more than someone who's never picked up an instrument and doesn't understand. If you know something about art, an art museum comes alive to you. So it really means it's that balance between learning and struggling and trying, because we never really ever get there, wherever there is. And that is the, the trip of life. All right? Enjoyed the question. All right, we're going to, this is a scientific attempt to create the most annoying song ever created. You're going to love this. You're not going to get an earworm on this. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. President Barack Obama made a surprise trip to visit U.S. troops in Baghdad today, telling them and Iraqi officials that it is time to phase out America's combat role in the area. Fidel Castro met today with California Congresswoman Barbara Lee and two other members of the Congressional Black Caucus. It is the former Cuban president's first known meeting with American officials since his illness began in July of 2006. Tracy police are now looking for a murder suspect after they found the body of 8-year-old Sandra Cantu in an irrigation ditch. And the Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. We could see some rain this afternoon with small hail and a lot cooler temperatures. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Hey folks, Kent Emmons here. Have you ever wondered how the wealthy vacation? Do you picture big suites at luxurious resorts and fun and exotic destinations? Well, you're right. And now you and your family can vacation like the rich and famous for about the same price that you've been paying for those cheesy hotel rooms. Get ready to write down this number, because what used to be available only to the wealthy is now available to you. It's called Vacation Ownership. And now for only $99, you can take a 3-day, 2-night Discovery Vacation, and we'll show you how you and your family can vacation in style for the rest of your life. For only $99, choose from many exciting destinations, including Las Vegas, Orlando, Branson, Williamsburg, Myrtle Beach, California, Mexico, and more. So leave those cheesy hotels to the Griswolds and treat your family to the luxury they deserve. Family vacations are all about building memories that last forever. So give us a call. Here's the number. 1-800-464-3614. 1-800-464-3614. Toll free. 1-800-464-3614.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Ew! It stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. now, 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at Credex. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Dr. Unidale here. Welcome back to the program. Remember, what was the last month? We were talking about earworms, you know, those songs that just get stuck in your head. Kind of interesting conversation, some interesting research on it. Well, the tune we're going to play for you will never get stuck in your head. It is a scientific attempt to create the most annoying song ever. I'll give a couple of credits here to Vitaly Komar and Alex Melamed. And David Soldier, all right? They went on a quest to create the most annoying song. They gathered data about, you know, your least favorite kind of music and lyrical subjects, and they combined them into a single monstrosity. The most unwanted music contains little dissonance. That would have been easy, right? Just make it noisy. But they assembled elements that come from a lot of undesirable music. Now, some of the kind of music, I'm not going to tell you which, I actually is okay by me. But anyway, we're talking about holiday music, bagpipes, pipe organs, children's choruses, Walmart, Coca-Cola, bossa nova, harp glissandos, oompa tubas, and much, much more. And it goes on. I would advise you go online to find the whole thing. It goes on for 20 minutes. But we thought that we would play a little of the first scientific attempt to create the most annoying song ever. Kyle, spin it. Happen, isn't it? Makes you just think of riding across the range. Need some ocarina is what it really needs. Anyway, thought you'd enjoy a little taste of that. And as I said, it goes on for 20 minutes and has everything in it. And as I said, there's not a bit of that that's sticking my head. No earworm here. All right. Let's move on. Let's talk to, Jim. How you doing, Jim? Welcome to the program.
Yes. Hello, doctor. Thanks for taking my call. It sounded like you were making a spaghetti western there for a minute.
Yeah, it did.
pretty bad. Let me give you a short bit of history here, and I've got two questions here for you. Last couple of months, I've been going through quite a bit of stress with some personal issues in my life. And, you know, it's led to, over a period of about 2 months, about a 15 to 18 pound unplanned weight loss, something that I've never had before. Now, I'm a male, 55 years old. Went in to see the doctor, explained to him that I really wasn't feeling very well. I've had this weight loss issue. It was unexplained. His first concern, obviously, was pancreatic issues. So he scheduled a CAT scan, and the CAT scan came back negative. And, of course, did some other blood work and urine work, which also came back negative. He palpated my prostate, and that was fine. And as a matter of course, with normal physicals, I get, through your recommendation, actually, years ago, the PSA test. And those also come back negative. In the process of going through all this, I did something that I haven't done in years and didn't think I really needed to at the age of 55 anymore, is I did a self-exam of my scrotum and found a couple of little bumps in my scrotum sacs, and immediately thought testicular cancer.
Mm.
But, you know, then you look at the, you know, the websites, various reference sites, and they say, well, you know, this is a big deal for men between the ages of, say, 18 and 40, but it fits.
Yeah, well, none of that really matters. You know, everything's a bell-shaped curve, and there are people outside of it. Well, has your doctor felt these?
I've had two doctors exam. One happened to look at it while I was in for something else, my dermatologist, who also has experience there. Mm-hmm. And he thought that they were just filled blood vessels. And then my primary care physician did an exam, and he thought that they were possibly embryonic cysts because they weren't really attached to the testicles. They were.
Oh, good. I was going to ask you that. I mean, I would trust that. In other words, if you have testicular cancer, I mean, everybody know. Well, men would know this more than women, depending upon her experience, as the testicle itself just floats inside the sac. And so if something is on the testicle, it's going to move with the testicle. If it's on the sac, it's going to move the sac. And that's something as physicians we're trained very carefully to differentiate, because it helps you decide whether, oh my gosh, this guy needs a biopsy or he needs more x-rays, etc. And so that would make me feel secure. I am concerned about your weight loss. And yes, stress can account for it partially. But usually with stress and weight loss, you notice that you're eating less, that you're skipping meals, because this is one of the seven warning signs of cancer. Is, you know, unexplained weight loss. So you have to explain weight loss in every patient who comes in. So your doctors are doing the tests that they are doing to eliminate that. And you really, if you're analytical about it and start keeping a diary, would know possibly whether you are eating less. So I'd focus on that and think, with all this stress, has it decreased your caloric intake? If your answer is no, then you got to figure out what it is. All right. Let's talk to Tim in Wisconsin. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Dean. How are you doing?
Fine, sir.
Thank you for the service you do to all of us. It's really appreciated.
Thank you, Tim.
I've noticed in the last couple months or so a very distinct change in my sleep pattern. I can no longer sleep 8 hours straight. I actually find it very hard to sleep 4 hours straight without waking up. And I also noticed that If I do wake up and then I do go back to sleep, I'll sleep for maybe an hour and a half, and when I wake up again, I am soaking wet with sweat. I mean, I can almost, you know, wring my t-shirt out. Is that bad? And I was just wondering if you had any clue or could, you know.
Sure. Well, listen, any change in sleep, you know, when your sleep pattern changes, you got to look for external things. What's going on in your life? You have any more stress? Anything else has changed? And night sweats, I think, can be a significant symptom, especially when it comes out of the blue. Now, in general, people will sweat more at night if they gain weight. Smokers have this issue because as they are destroying lung tissue is a very important way the body gets rid of humidity and moisture. And if you're destroying lung tissue, it can't do that. And the list goes on. There are infectious diseases, viral diseases, etc. Some people, we never get to explain it, you know, maybe a hormonal thing, thyroid. But there is, every time this comes up, a few people in America who are diagnosed with lymphoma. And lymphoma, one of the first signs of it can be night sweats. It's just one of those little things I remember from medical school. And every time, as I said, we mentioned it, somebody says, oh, I heard you. It happened to me. I went to the doctor. Now, of course, 99% of you with night sweats do not have lymphoma. But in a male who develops night sweats, a simple blood test, you know, could screen that. But more important, I think, is night sweats is a reason to, well, you should at least mention it the next time you see your physician. It's not like you run to the emergency room tonight, but it does need to be explained, because it sounds to me like you're not sure if anything's changed in your life, but this has. And so it could be the very, very earliest of symptom for something else. And I gave you some of the ideas of what could be going on. All right. I got a scoop. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, lazying on to the old Circle K here. Let me give you a phone number, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
Since 1950, Redwood Credit Union has been the Greater North Bay's resource for trusted financial services. Members Brian and Rhonda have discovered ways to save with RCU, and so can you.
As a firefighter, safety and security are important to me. That's why we have our accounts with Redwood Credit Union.
On average, members save $500 annually by switching their insurance to RCU.
We love the value and service we receive from the credit union. We're thrilled to discover we can save on our insurance, too.
Discover how much you can save on auto, home, business, and other insurance from RCU. Call for your free quote today. 1-866-477-4225 or visit www.redwoodcu.org. Redwood Credit Union. Different needs, many solutions, one trusted place.
Brian and Rhonda, RCU members since 1976. Redwood
Anyone living, working, or owning a business in the Greater North Bay and San Francisco can join RCU with just $5. License number 0D91054.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bass-Majan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-943-2706. That's 800-943-2706. Again, 800-943-2706.
Blinds.com asked us what it might take for everyone listening to immediately order new blinds, shades, shutters, and draperies. We said low prices and great service is plenty, but that $500 in free grocery coupons would be a nice bonus. And they said, okay, not only do Blinds.com prices put home improvement store prices to shame on top quality blinds, shutters, shades, and draperies, you'll also get $500 in groceries free. Now is the perfect time to order new window coverings, and here's why. First, Blinds.com prices are amazing. Second, their phone experts are patient and knowledgeable, and their free measuring and installation videos make it super easy. Or if you want, they'll send a certified installer to your home. Third, free shipping to most states, no sales tax, a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and free color samples to ensure your purchase will look perfect. Just type internet in the code box at checkout for your free gift card worth $500 in grocery coupons. $500. Visit Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com.
100.
Everybody, welcome back. Now I want to hear that whole song. It changed. And you can search online. I probably, Heather, what would you say? The most annoying song ever? We'll get them there.
Most annoying song, yeah.
Yeah, most annoying song ever. I think I'm getting an earworm from that thing. Oh, my gosh, I need a doctor. All right, let's talk to, and it's in Wired Magazine. Let's talk to Emma. How you doing, Emma?
Okay. Hmm. I'm 22, and as long as I can remember, my mom has been an alcoholic, and she has recently had trouble. She can't move her toes, and she's having numbness in her fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not very forthcoming with me about this kind of stuff. She did say she's going to go see a neurologist,
mm-hmm.
but I'm suspecting it has something to do with the alcoholism. Is that the right direction that I'm going?
Yeah, you can't ignore it, certainly. Of course, there can be other explanations, but alcohol on a long-term chronic basis can have profound effects neurologically from the brain. There's an encephalopathy, which is essentially destroys their brain, and they become like an Alzheimer's patient, to peripheral neuropathies, to muscle wasting. I remember medical school. I forgot what it's called now, but if you look at an alcoholic's hands, and well, I think I'm going to bite off more than I could chew here. But between your thumb and your forefinger, there's a little you know, if you think you pinch the flesh in there, there's a nice thick muscle there that helps your thumb move inward. It's called the thenar eminence, if I recall. And the muscles between the fingers, not the fingers themselves, but where the back of your hand. And those muscles are very sensitive and start to waste away. And you look at an alcoholic's hand, they look like a skeleton. And that thick, fleshy muscle between your forefinger and your thumb goes away. And Emma, I don't know what to say, except if indeed that's the problem, and she's going to a neurologist, who's going to get to her? How are we going to get her help? I mean, if you go and sit down and just, you know, try to talk her into it, she's going to get mad at you. You know how this is. So do you have any other family members? Is this a situation where you guys can confront her and do an intervention? Because this is going to get worse. And how does she deal with it when anyone brings up the subject alcohol? Probably with anger is the way a lot of alcoholics deal with it. Yeah,
she just basically shuts down. And then there was a couple of years ago, a doctor told her she was going to die. She didn't stop, so she just stopped going to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's just young, and she's having so many health problems. And would a neurologist, if she didn't tell him, would he be able to tell that was mainly the issue?
No, it would fool a neurologist. And we are terrible at this in medicine. We are trying to get physicians, all physicians, just like we tap on your knee and we listen to your heart as part of a routine physical, to ask a single question. We've now made it so easy. It used to be 10 questions. Now we've had it down to 4 questions. And a person answered yes to any one of the 4, high potential alcoholism. Now we have it down to 1 question. And that question is, at any given time, what's the most number of drinks you had in a single time in the last month? And So I just think you got to be proactive. If you care about her, you love her, she's not in a position to be able to even think clearly herself. She's addicted to a drug. And, you know, get AA involved. They're good at this kind of stuff. Talk to someone about an intervention. You know, when someone sits in a room and everybody they love and know is in that room and telling them the same things, and they're willing to go into denial at that particular point, that's less common. Most people kind of get it. You know, they kind of break down and get her into a place, get her some treatment. And that's what you can do for your mom. Now, you can, of course, sneak a call to the neurologist. And this, in this day and age, it's a tricky deal, because the neurologist is not allowed to talk to you about her condition. That's all these new HIPAA rules and laws. So if you could just, you know, send a letter to the neurologist or a note and say, I'm a daughter, I'm concerned, my mom has been a lifelong alcoholic, so whatever you notice, if you could bring that up. And of course, mom will just go find another neurologist. So I just, you know, would love to get you focused on really taking a bold step here and trying to help her. And it's challenging to the relationship. And she's in denial, as you know, as all drug addicts are. And gosh, I wish you the best of luck, Emma. And maybe you could play this call to her. She can't get mad at me, or she can get mad at me. I don't care. She can just get online for that one. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dove.
Down by the IRS? Have they put liens on your home and bank account? Are you facing wage garnishments and more taxes than you could ever afford to pay? You can end this nightmare today. Get ready to write down a number that will give you the power to stand up to the IRS. One quick free call to Power Tax Relief is the beginning of the end of your IRS nightmare. Power Tax Relief has saved thousands of Americans millions of dollars. If you're afraid of losing everything, don't wait another day. Don't delay another hour. Call Power Tax Relief right now. Here's that number. 1-888-431-3399. That's your direct line to Power Tax Relief. Now you have the power to stand up to the IRS and end your tax nightmare. Call 1-888-431-3399. That's 1-888-431-3399. Call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real. 1-888-431-3399. Call now.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
McGruff, the crime dog, here with my nephew Scruff. Get a pencil and write down an important address. It's for the new McGruff comic activity book.
And it's full of me.
The address is...
Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Hey, Scruff McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Tells you what to do about guns and about bullies and drugs and about strangers who want to give you a ride.
Scruff, McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
And it's full of games and puzzles, too. So for your free copy of my new comic activity book, just write...
Scruff, McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
Not bad.
Can I do it again?
One more time.
Scruff, McGruff, Chicago, Illinois, 60652.
You'll be helping me take a fight on a crime.
A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
Monica?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
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 I have been listening to you for a long time, and I always learn and enjoy your show very much. The thing is that I was calling because I remember when you were talking about your kids and about the school that you send them. Because I have a problem with I have a 16-year-old son, and the teachers are always, always mad at him. Because, for example, in math, when they say the problem, he just reads the problem, and he can't say the answer just right away, just by thinking. But when he has to write down the problem in his notebook, and then to go over the formula step by step, then sometimes he gets all messed up. So he doesn't know why. But just by reading the problem, for example, in chemistry and in math, that he can say the accurate answer just right away, just by thinking. So the teachers have been calling him because at the beginning they thought that he was cheating. And they did that in front of everybody. And then, so he had to stay, for example, the rest go to recess, and the teachers were in front of him asking so many different problems over and over again, to see, you know, just to know the answers.
What a problem. Here's a child that may actually be very bright and is not, you know, learning and, you know, not learning the way they want him to learn it, the way other kids learn. And, you know, we call these kids different learners. And I had a kid like that myself who just could not do math on paper, but when it was explained to him in a different way, he could do it in his head, and, you know, that's fine. And it is your comment, of course, is echoed all across this country as our school system struggles and tries to create teaching methodologies that fit everybody. And it's just not that way. It just isn't that way. We all learn differently, and I was one of those kids myself, and they told my parents that I could possibly grow up to be a train dispatcher. If, you know, I worked really hard at it, that I would never, should not waste money on college for me, et cetera. I just learned in a different way. And, you know, most people, unfortunately, you know, are stuck with the public school system. And there are a lot of big, deep questions that we're starting to ask ourselves, because the way we teach kids today is the way we did it 100 years ago. You'd think something would change. And, you got to sit down and talk to the teachers about this and come to some kind of an understanding. I think that's the most important thing that you can do in terms of a sense of a private school that offers different learning. I'll just say it's NAWA, NAWA-Academy is the school that I mentioned, and it's one of others. Please join us in our next program.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Here's the number to call, 1-866-603-3334. 1-866-603-3334. Toll free, that's 1-866-603-3334.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This 38-year-old man may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car.
Yes, and it's moving awfully fast.
Blue car.
Yes, the man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I can't explain the day-to-day agony and humiliation of being a drug.